This is a call to prayer Sierra Leoneans have been barred from answering to in Mecca this year, for the first time since anyone can remember. Even at the height of the country's bloody civil war, pilgrims left here for the Hajj. 2 months into the Ebola outbreak in early August, the Saudi authorities banned the issuance of visas to citizens from Ebola-hit countries because of concerns over the spread of the disease. The government here says while they understand the concerns of the authorities in the Middle Eastern country, they nevertheless regret the ban. Moijua Kaikai is the Minister of Social Welfare in charge of Hajj.
It's rather disappointing that Sierra Leone, that is predominantly Muslim, could not take part in the Hajj this year. This is something that from time immemorial that Sierra Leone has always been going to. So it was rather a sad news that with the outbreak of Ebola, we are informed by the Ministry of Hajj in Saudi Arabia that because the Hajj involves some physical and body contacts with other people that we could not make it.
The Muslim Missionaries Union say everything was in place for this, one of the five pillars of their faith, but that the move by the Saudi authorities was necessary. Sheikh Abubakar Konte is the union's vice president.
It's a destiny. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted it that way. And they have a legitimate right, you know, for preventing intending pilgrims where there is an outbreak of this nature, because they have the responsibility to protect their people and to protect other pilgrims coming from Ebola-free locations.
Perhaps not surprising, some of the intending pilgrims I met looked broken by events. Workia Konte was no less disappointed, but was philosophical about not being able to make it.
I feel so disappointed, but still I take it to be something that has been destined by God Almighty. I decided to go, so excited to perform the Hajj, but I believe that going to Hajj is a call from God. If God does not call you a particular time, there is going to be some obstacle, and we'll pray that God will answer to our prayer to make it possible next year to eradicate this particular epidemic.
Such is the devastating impact of Ebola that no sector has escaped it. As one imam said to me today, God should see all of these blows Ebola is inflicting on his worshippers and intervene to end this plague.